Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Thierry Helis. I'm the editor of globalgovernmentventuring.com and globaluniversityventuring.com, and I'll be bringing you the biggest news of the week of the corporate, government, and university venturing worlds. Let's get started with the deals. The Chinese used vehicle marketplace Yujin has raised $500 million in new funding, making it only the latest player in the sector to close a nine-figure round, and news editor Robert Levine, in last week's Big Deal, looks at some of those players and draws a line between Yujin investors Baidu and Tencent and several of the company's rivals in which they've also invested, asking whether consolidation in the market is only a matter of time. Mobile commerce platform Letgo has taken its overall funding to $375 million since the start of 2015, with a $175 million round backed by early investor Naspers. The round follows a successful 2016 in which the company merged with US subsidiary of Spain-based classifieds platform Wallapop and increased its monthly active user base by around 360%. Zoom Video Communications, meanwhile, has launched the latest iteration of its cloud-based video conferencing platform and disclosed a $100 million Series D round that values it at more than $1 billion. Sequoia Capital led the round, which also included Qualcomm Ventures, the corporate venturing unit that first invested in Zoom as part of a 2013 Series A round. Workspace provider Your Work has raised $58 million from investors including property developers Yuanfu Group and Dahong Group in a round that reportedly increased its overall equity financing to about $175 million. Your Work was valued at about $1 billion in the round, which is impressive, but still quite a long way off from the $16.9 billion valuation at which rival WeWork last raised funding in October. Marketing data provider AppsFlyer has welcomed Deutsche Telekom Capital Partners as a new investor, completing a $56 million Series C round in the process. US-based AppsFlyer has now raised $84 million since it was founded in 2011 and is looking to expand its range of partners as it moves further into the Asian market. And Insight Sales, the developer of an AI-equipped online sales engine, has taken its overall funding to about $250 million with a $50 million Series E round that featured existing backer Microsoft, as well as new investor Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, the investment arm of the Irish government. Past investors in Insight Sales, which is also working on versions of its products for Microsoft's Azure and Dynamics 365 platforms, include Salesforce Ventures. Back in China, Tencent has led a $40.5 million Series D round for Xiaoshuyi, which is developing a customer relationship management platform not too dissimilar to that of Salesforce. The funding, which follows a $40 million Series C+ round closed last April, will be used to strengthen the company's software platform and enhance its research and development activities. Moon Express is one of several companies competing for the $20 million grand prize of Google's Luna XPRIZE contest and has raised $20 million in Series B1 funding in a round featuring Autodesk. The capital takes the company's overall funding to $45 million and will support preparation as Moon Express aims to become the first private company to land a craft on the moon. And over on Global University Venturing, we have Amra, a personalized medicine spin-out of Linköping University, which raised $9 million in a Series A round on Tuesday from investors including Stiftelsen Industrifonden, the investment arm of the government of Sweden. The round was co-led by Pfizer Venture Investments and NovoSeeds, respective investment vehicles of pharmaceutical firms Pfizer and Novo. Now then, let's look at exits. Opsiva, a Swiss developer of therapies focused on women's reproductive health, has set the terms for a Nasdaq IPO that will raise approximately $97 million if the company floats at the middle of the range. The offering will provide exits to Novo and Merck Serono, which between them currently own almost 20% of the company. The IPO will follow more than $93 million in venture funding secured across two rounds. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is set to acquire data center software producer Simplivity in a $650 million cash deal that will provide an exit to corporate backer Swisscom. The purchase price represents a discount from Simplivity's $1 billion valuation in its latest funding round, a $175 million Series D back in 2015, closed after the company had raised $58 million in Series C funding from investors, including Swisscom, 2 years earlier. Now then, here's a slightly unusual one for you. International Data Group, one of the earliest firms to invest heavily in corporate venturing, has agreed to an acquisition by conglomerate China Oceanwide and IDG Capital, one of its own venture capital affiliates. Oceanwide will take over the company's media, data, and events activities, while IDG Capital will get its CVC interests, which include positions in IDD Ventures firms in India and the US. It's not often a corporate venturing vehicle consumes its own parent. And then on the university end, we have Cambridge Graphene, a graphene ink developer spun out of Cambridge University, which has been acquired by advanced materials company Versarion for a total of £170,000, roughly $210,000, providing an exit to the institution's tech transfer office, Cambridge Enterprise. With that, let's move on to funds. Rocket Internet has closed its Rocket Internet Capital Partners Fund at $1 billion, 1 year after it reached its $420 million first close. The fund, said to be the largest internet-focused fund in Europe, will invest in online marketplaces, e-commerce, financial technology, software and travel services, and its LPs include insurance companies, pension funds, endowments funds, foundations and high net worth individuals. In China, Concord Medical Services, the owner of a chain of radiotherapy and diagnostic imaging centers across the country, has formed a $150 million healthcare fund in partnership with investment firm Zhongrong International Trust. The unit, dubbed Zhongrong Taihe Healthcare Fund, will seek to build up Concord's position in the cancer diagnostics and treatment space through a series of strategic investments. And speaking of healthcare funds, life insurance company Northwestern Mutual has launched a $50 million corporate venturing vehicle called Northwestern Mutual Future Ventures that it says will target technology or services that can boost financial security. The formation of the unit follows investments by Northwestern Mutual in fintech businesses Betterment and LearnVest, the latter of which the firm returned to acquire in 2015 in a $250 million deal. Credit Ease, the owner of peer-to-peer lending platform Yirendai, has raised $32.2 million for the first close of a VC fund that will invest in Israeli tech startups. The fund, which is targeting a $50 million final close, is being overseen by Credit Ease's wealth management arm and follows the $30 million Israel Innovation Fund 1, closed by Credit Ease in late 2015. On GUV, Paris-Saclay University last week achieved the first close of its 50 million euros, about $53 million, seed fund thanks to contributions from investors including France's public investment bank BPI France. Other backers include Chanel, Cisco, Econocom, EDF, Groupama, JC Deco, Orange and RATP, the operator of French's metro system, BNP Paribas and Société Générale. The 17 Grandes Écoles, universities and research centres that make up the university ecosystem also supplied cash, either directly or through their respective foundations. And the Technology Transfer Strengthening Initiative, a programme introduced by export credit agency Enterprise Ireland and managed by Knowledge Transfer Ireland, has received a €34.5 million, about $37 million, boost from Enterprise Ireland. The initiative, launched in 2007, aims to bolster research commercialization in the country and deepen the engagement between public institutions and industry. The fresh funding will be supplied over the next 5 years as part of the program's third phase that will help TTOs become more sustainable and ensure the continued success of the program. The money is allocated by Knowledge Transfer Ireland to TTOs across 8 regional consortia, which make up a total of 26 research organisations, including universities, institutes of technology, and state-owned research agencies. And on globalgovernmentventuring.com, the city government of Suzhou in China and private equity firm Shenzhen Capital Group have partnered to launch a 5 billion renminbi, or about $732 million fund, dubbed Suzhou Hongtu Big Data Venture Capital Fund. The vehicle, which will raise an initial 500 million renminbi, has attracted commitments from property firm Sancheng Hongyi, as well as Sangjiagang Jinmao Investment Development and Suzhou Gouti New Town, a planned new economic development area. The fund is said to be managed by Shenzhen Capital and will invest in big data trading platforms, software as a service, semiconductors, sensors, and digital technologies. Now, this isn't a new fund, but it is still quite interesting. BPI France is the international leader for government venture capital firms backing technology firms, according to a report from research firm CB Insights. BPI France currently has 300 startups in its portfolio and has $27 billion under management. Caisse des Dépôts et Consignations, a French public financial institution, meanwhile took fifth place in the ranking. CDC owns 40% stake in BPI France, though it does not tend to back the same businesses. Temasek, the investment arm of Singapore's Ministry of Finance, came in second place, while GIC, the investment unit of Singapore Investment Corporation, rounded off the top three. Khazanah Nasional, Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund, ended up in fourth place, with the other top investors including the Kuwait Investment Authority, Qatar Investment Authority, and Public Investment Fund, the sovereign wealth funds of Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, respectively. What's interesting here, of course, is that the UK is sorely missing from the list. That's in the same week that the country's Prime Minister, Theresa May, said she would put immigration restrictions above the economic well-being of the country and is ready to walk away from the EU without any deal in place. The absence of the country on the list that considers government venturing activities doesn't bode well for the country's startup scene, which will undoubtedly suffer setbacks when it loses its appeal to UK-based and EU-based startups looking to expand. France certainly appears ready to welcome them. Finally, we are moving on to people. Alison Goldberg, last year's Global Corporate Venturing Rising Star, has been appointed Senior Vice President of Time Warner Investments, succeeding Rachel Lam, who will be leaving Time Warner this spring after 14 years of leading the group. CSAA Insurance Group, meanwhile, has hired Debbie Brackeen as its Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer. Until November's move, Brackeen had been the Global Head of Innovation at Citigroup, where she launched its Global Accelerator Network and has more than 25 years of experience at tech companies such as Apple, Sun, Cadence Design Systems, Lutris Technologies, Synchron Networks, and eBay. Joshua Augusta has been promoted to Head of Investment Portfolio at MDI Ventures, the corporate venturing unit of phone operator Telkom Indonesia. Augusta had joined MDI Ventures in 2015 as an investment associate before being promoted last year to be head of its Indigo incubator. Kai Bond, meanwhile, has joined Comcast Ventures, the corporate venturing arm of mass media group Comcast, as a principal and will lead its Catalyst Fund, which targets investments in underrepresented minority entrepreneurs. Bond joined Comcast Ventures last month, according to his LinkedIn, and comes to the firm from electronics producer Samsung. He was general manager of Samsung Accelerator for about a year after spending roughly a year as a director in the Samsung Extra division. And on GGV, we have Liu Yiran, director at Singapore state-owned investment firm Temasek, who has left Temasek and joined VC firm Vision Plus Capital. He will focus on investments in the internet and emerging technology spaces. Liu Yiran had joined Temasek in 2009 as an associate director before being promoted to director in 2015. He had previously been a senior analyst at private equity firm 3i Group for a few months in late 2008 and at financial services firm Merrill Lynch from 2006 to 2008. And so, once again, you are all caught up on the week's biggest news. The Global Venturing Review podcast will take a short break and will be back with you in a fortnight's time, as I will be at the GCVI Summit in California next week. Do keep your eyes on globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalgovernmentventuring.com, though, to stay on top of news. I wish you a productive week. Thank you for listening. If you feel so inclined, do leave us a review on iTunes or give us a few stars. My name is still Thierry Helis. This podcast has been brought to you by Morsonia Limited. I will see you in a fortnight. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.